la, cream of the crop, creepos. Welcome to another Scum Stream. I'm your host, it's Vinny, and sitting across from me, as always, it's the man freshly out of the shower, fresh home from Florida, Hot Carla.
What is happening, Vinny Paulino?
Buddy.
God damn, does flying back from Florida suck for me? I can't get it right. I said, okay, I'm not taking American. I learned my lesson. I'm not taking American Airlines anymore.
Okay.
Not so flying through DC anymore.
Who'd you go with?
Delta. Chad Zubak swears by them. Okay, so listen to this.
He also swears.
All right, so listen to
that
this.
Someone yelled that Delta is Kumia country, bitch.
So we're flying to Atlanta.
Okay.
From Fort Myers to Atlanta, and then from there to Rochester. And I happen to notice that we have a kind of a tight connection. And it's one of those things. Your buddy Carl's very poor. I don't even have an assigned seat.
I know you have an Airbnb. You rent it out.
I don't even have an assigned seat. It's like one of those things where they'll assign it at the gate.
Oh, God. Okay.
So we get there an hour before the flight, walk up, get my seat assignment, and we're in row 44.
My lucky number.
And I go, so how many courses? All right. And I go, we have kind of a tight connection. Is there any way you can get me front closer to the front of the plane? Oh, no, but don't worry about it. Everyone's going to make their connection on this one. Dumb thing to say. Oh, okay. Cool. Because according to the plane ticket, it's going to take almost 2 hours.
How does fucking Kreskin the steward know?
Well, I think this is why. Because I looked it up. It's supposed to take about 2 hours. You know they tell you when you're going to leave and when you're going to land?
Right.
And they do give you some, they build in some wiggle room there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They pad it a little bit
mm-hmm.
to give themselves some time. So when we get on the airplane, it's actually 1 hour, 16 minutes. Oh, well, fuck. I already made up a half hour time. This is great.
You got a taxi.
So it starts off. There's a mechanical thing on the outside of the plane.
Yeah,
we got a guy down here. He's working on it. I'm like, okay.
You got to put some more gum on the wing.
Yeah, okay, whatever. He's like, all right, we're just filling out the paperwork. Okay, that's fine. So then, I've never heard this before, and I happen to be sitting in a seat where I could see this all going down. The captain comes out and goes, all right, well, the crew that loaded up all of the bags did it wrong, and they have to pull all the bags out and put them back on again. He goes, this is unacceptable. But I'm told it'll take 10 minutes.
So were you just sitting there watching this and hearing yakety sacks in your head?
I'm looking out the window at these fuckheads. They're all smiles. They're pulling bags out. They're moving them around.
Stop smiling. Stop getting fun.
They're fucking, dude, when I tell you, these assholes are taking their sweet ass time. So the captain was told 10 minutes. I'm watching this go down. There's no sense of urgency for these fuckheads. It takes over 40 minutes. Okay, great. So now we finally get the fucking bags back on the plane. And now we're just sitting there.
What? Because you missed your takeoff window.
What am I doing?
So now you got to sit behind all these other planes.
Dude.
I'm mad for you.
An hour delayed. For the dumbest reasons ever. I can't believe it. So then we get to Atlanta, and of course we're into the wrong. We've landed in the wrong terminal. Jenny Jingles and I are running across the fucking, getting to a train, going to the fucking.
Oh, I know the Atlanta airport. You gotta hit the shuttle. You gotta go. Oh man.
Yep. So of course now you fly to Rochester, as do I. You know where the gate is located at the very fucking end of the terminal every fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running past Syracuse. Fucking Springfield, Missouri. I'm like, how are these places located in ideal gates and Rochester's at the fucking end?
They put Syracuse ahead of us?
Syracuse was perfect, but I would have been in Syracuse. It was so close. So
that's upsetting.
It's upsetting.
That's upsetting.
So Jen and I running down, get to the gate, and we were actually there before we were supposed to take off. The planes are gone. These fucking people get to leave early. I leave an hour late. They leave early. So,
they left early?
Yeah. So
with people still that hadn't boarded?
Correct. I mean, I missed my window because they say they close at 15 minutes before takeoff time. It's done. We missed that window. I was hoping. Okay, here's my hope, Vinny.
Yeah.
Two things. One, hey, could my fucking connection be late once? That'd be neat. Whenever I fucking leave, it's late. Maybe the connection will be late too that I can get on. Not the case. The other thing I thought is, I saw a lot of Bills gear getting on that first plane in Fort Myers. I bet there's a lot of people on this plane who need to catch that plane in Rochester. Maybe they'll hold it for us. Sometimes Delta will say, look, Rochester's a final destination. No one's grabbing a connection. So we can wait 20 minutes for these passengers to come on.
That is a good point.
I thought maybe out of the goodness of Delta's heart they would do that. No, none of that.
No.
So then we have to go down and talk to the woman.
Zumach Air, you think they're helping you
out? Jesus Christ. Yeah, thanks for the recommendation, Chad. Last time I listened to you.
First and last.
Stupid brand loyalty. So, Vinny.
Yeah. I'm a Spirit Air guy.
So we go down and we talk to the woman. Like, okay, how do we get home? And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, well, this was annoying too. Well, we could fly you into Detroit. And then from Detroit to Rochester, you'll get in at, I was still going to miss WATS no matter what. Yeah. I was supposed to do WATS at 8 o'clock. I talked to Blind Mike. He tried to get Vinny to come in and fill in for me.
I politely declined.
Vinny's too big for that.
I couldn't have done it. I was busy.
It was very last minute. Even when I talked to Mike, I'm like, I'm going to get it. Hack Ryan, going to get somebody? He's like, Carl, it's very last minute. I know. I get it. Anyway, so that flight was still going to get us in much later. We're supposed to get in before 6. Producer Chris was going to pick us up. I was going to come home, prep for WATS, do a show at 8. All good. Uh-huh. So that was going to get us in at like 11 o'clock at night or something. And we had to take an extra flight to Detroit. Sure. The other option was sit in the airport for 6.5 hours and get on a plane that gets us back into Rochester at 1 a.m. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to fly again.
No.
You don't want to fly. And then the last thing you want to do is get to Detroit and miss another connection.
Well, that too. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. So when it's the airline's fault, in this case it was, they don't know how to fucking load a bag on an airplane. When it's the airline's fault, they will look at other airlines for you and figure out a better way, if there's a better way for you to get home. Mm-hmm. And I asked the woman, are there other airlines that we could maybe take and get home on time or sooner? She goes, I wouldn't trust other airlines. Bitch! You fucked me up! Yeah, you guys like Delta's so fucking great. Why are we having the conversation right now then?
Sure.
I would trust other airlines. Sure. You know those other airlines, they can be rough.
Sir, those other airlines attach the luggage to the wings. they actually just tie all of the handles of the luggage with strings and dangle them from the planes. You don't want to fly with that.
So fucking angry. So
wow, you fucking I know. Oh.
So I got a voucher.
You unlucky bitch.
I got a voucher. Okay. $60 worth of food while we were in the airport killing time for and a half hours.
Yeah, so.
So there's that.
So Jenny got $60 and had fun.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So that was just such a fucking disaster. I can't win. I can't win getting home. So we got in at 1 a.m. and it was a late night. And so here we are. Here we are, Vinny. I missed WTS, but you know what I didn't miss? The Creep Off Bonus Show, a special scum stream.
Yes. Welcome to Travel Tips with Carl.
Yeah. Just, why did they buy a house down there? I can't fucking get back home from it.
I personally would like to thank you for this riveting conversation that you saved for our paying viewers.
I'll probably repeat it all again at WTP tomorrow.
Yeah, lucky you guys.
And Point Devil Point this afternoon.
Who listens to that? All right.
All right.
So listen, guys. Now that you're in a show mood, you ready? Mm-hmm. You okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I've got some great scum stories. I've also got some great videos for you. And boy, do I have an interesting little mashup of videos. Some of them that you posted on our Creep Off Reddit page. Two of them phenomenal.
Nice.
And then I also have a very tiny miniature Pedo Hunter Theater to close off
Jesus.
On today.
Oh, well, we're jam-packed today. I'm sorry I took us so much time here.
Well, no.
I feel like I've delayed our show.
Yeah. So what
we
I'm
need to take
do,
off.
What I'm going to do is
we got connections.
I'm going to start this goddamn scum stream, and I'm going to start it right now in Martinez, California.
Okay.
Down by Walnut Creek, Carl.
Okay.
A man was sentenced to up to 2 years behind bars after pleading no contest to setting up hidden cameras inside of a Starbucks bathroom.
Yeah, and I was just happy to see that Tom Arnold found a career after show business.
It's the stupids, too.
I'm really happy for him. So, all right, I'll let you explain. But the photo of the perp here looks exactly like Tom Arnold, a younger Tom Arnold.
He looks like that Michael Clark Higgins a little bit, too.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, Stephen John Novelli, he's 55. He pled no contest to 3 counts of eavesdropping with invasion of privacy in exchange for the 2-year prison term. He received credits for time spent in jail. Now, The deal finalized in late August required him to register as a sex offender for 10 years and to submit to post-release supervision. But he was originally charged with 83 counts, including child pornography production, after staff at the Starbucks discovered hidden cameras in the bathroom in separate incidents.
Yeah, I think the problem with that sentence is the word hidden. This guy's not good at hiding cameras. They find him every fucking time.
Now, the police investigation was aided by the fact that Novelli inadvertently caught himself on camera while adjusting the device, giving detectives a clear picture of his face in both instances.
Right, so they go through all the photos, yep. And there's one person who's in both rounds of photos, and he happens to be smiling at the camera.
Going, test, test.
He happens to be recognizing, staring directly into the camera lens. It's like, dummy. You don't have to be the fucking detective of the year
is
to figure this one out.
Is he wiping his asshole?
It does look like it, doesn't it?
You know, this actually, is this a scene from One Too Many? Because it looks
yes.
like one.
It's the most hilarious scene. See, what happens is John had this hot dog earlier in the day. Sorry, whatever John's character's name is. Not the point.
All right.
Vinny, can I ask a serious question? I know we've been doing this show for three-plus years now.
And we're killing
I
it.
I should know the answer to this at this point.
Yeah.
What is it about watching people shit that has anything to do with sex? Why is this a sex crime? Why is it child pornography? People are taking a shit. That's not sexy time.
Carl, it's not a conversation that I take lightly here when you ask
good.
A question like this.
Good. I thought you were going to dismiss me immediately
no,
with that.
No, I'm not taking that question lightly.
Okay, good.
It's a weird thing because you think that when it comes to sex, it's all about the entry, not the exit. That you're really into, right?
Well, yeah, by definition, yes.
Yeah. So it's a very sick perversion.
What kind of sex do you want? The kind that it comes out of me or the kind that goes into you?
It's like a... well,
a no-brainer.
What I'm trying to say is it's kind of like the dyslexic perversion. Like he's looking at things completely backwards.
I see.
Yeah, it's like bizarro perv.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I'm trying to come up with something here because it's not fucking right or normal.
I mean, unless people are going in there to jerk off or diddle themselves.
My buddy Nate Clark had a theory on this, and he always said, I watch way too much pornography. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm always afraid.
Your buddy said this, right?
Yes,
right.
My friend Nate Clark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funny, very funny comic. Lives in New York City now. Nate would say things to the effect of, I'm worried that I watch so much pornography that at some point down the road, I'm going to find myself aroused by things that have nothing to do with sex.
Uh-oh. Did he have a couple examples for this?
Of course he did. He has jokes about it that he did on stage. I believe one of them was like me trying to jerk off to watching some guy try to stuff a mouse through a keyhole. Something like that. Like he's like, I'm terrified that this is the road I'm going down.
Yeah.
And that could be a little bit of what's into play here. Is this guy just perved himself out?
Just got bored. Yeah.
Boy, I'd really like to watch someone take a big old deuce right now.
Yeah, it's funny. Like you go from like someone shitting on someone else and you're just like, what if there was a toilet instead? That would be hotter, right?
I give this guy credit for going to a Starbucks as opposed to these people we keep catching in the Walmarts.
That's true.
I'd rather watch the soccer mom shits
the coffee
and the Starbucks
shits.
Than the fucking Trailer Park Walmart shits.
Oh, the upset tummy coffee shit first thing in the morning.
Oh, why did I order the caramel macchiato? Oh.
Also, I would think, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not a big coffee drinker. There's probably fewer children in a Starbucks than there is in a Walmart, right?
Yeah.
So maybe he's not.
Oh, no. He caught kids on this.
No, I know he did. Well, it's hard to catch everyone, right? And how that works.
Well, they also, by the way, found more videos from inside other bathrooms that they weren't able to identify.
Yeah.
The hidden cameras were found twice within a 6-week period in 2022. Both times, Starbucks employees locked the bathroom doors and called 911. So he wasn't good at hiding them, to your point. He's a pervert.
Yeah.
And this whole thing is disgusting.
And I believe they found hard drives at his house, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Zoom players full of poop.
People.
Okay. You want to go down to Florida, Carl?
Yes.
Miami-Dade. You want to go back? You
want I want to go back to Florida.
Back?
I miss it.
I believe that you can in about a week once it's not rented out. You could go back to your house. Miami-Dade County. According to the police, a North Miami Beach woman was caught trying to use counterfeit money to pay for items at a Walmart. And Carl, and if you don't pull up her mugshot right now, I'm going to be mad at you.
Oh, shit. I wasn't prepared for that. But
yeah,
I just
pull up the story real quick. I
will.
Forgot to do it.
Yeah.
This woman, wow. An arrest report came in. Her name is Zipporah Abraham. She tried passing off the fake bills to customer service staff at the chain's location, leading workers to alert the store's loss prevention officers. Court records show Abraham, she's 38 years old, has a history of theft arrests, and police said loss prevention officers recognized her on the CCTV footage. The officers observed that she concealed several items in a storage bin and started to pace back and forth in the store until she found an opportunity to flee the store with the items. That led them to stop her and detain her in the loss prevention office. And the report says she had about $865 worth of items in the bin. Now,
by the way, completely legal in California. She's just in the wrong state.
Yeah.
You can get away with that under $900 or $950, whatever it is. Fucking idiots trying to do that in Florida.
Yeah, that's her. Now, that's Sephora Abraham.
She's a charmer.
Now, when the police got there to confront her,
she wasn't just eating the counterfeit bill. She was eating everything.
I didn't say that she was eating it. Yeah, I'm sorry,
it shows it up on the screen. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So she grabs all these fake bills that she has on her because she's like, oh shit, I know I'm going to jail for stealing.
Yeah.
So she starts stuffing the fake bills in her mouth, trying to eat them. They had to pull them out and to enter them into evidence. That is Sephora Abraham, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, you...
That is the faces of a woman who eats counterfeit money, if I've ever seen it.
Drugs go in your mouth. Counterfeit bills go up your ass. Everyone knows that. You don't shove that in your mouth, dummy.
Solid point. You want to stick in...
I have to say this, though, to the black community.
Yeah.
As a public service. You can't make good counterfeit money out of fried chicken. Don't try.
I don't think they did.
Oh, that's not the case? Okay.
No.
She was excited to eat it. I wasn't sure.
I saw what you did there, and I'm just thankful you didn't say make them out of watermelon. You prick.
Now look what happened. Now we've done both of them.
You prick.
Now we hit both.
I can't believe you would say something so low.
Oh, we were doing so well, too. I didn't even comment on any of the people who tried to help me in the airports. Jesus Christ. Thank God for noise-canceling earbuds. Vinny, this woman sitting next to me at a place called Beer and Chicken. That's a weird place to go to in Atlanta.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, the Atlanta airport.
Okay.
When I tell you full-on screaming conversations on like FaceTime or whatever on her phone, just sitting at the bar next to me, just having conversations with multiple people over the course of... We got to get out of here. What's going on right now?
How you doing, everybody? Oh. Is everybody having a nice time over there? Oh. The people who have to scream it.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's fucking music playing and shit, so she's yelling, and they're yelling back. And
of course, it's all on speaker.
Oh, it's all on speaker.
Jesus.
She doesn't have fucking earbuds. Everything's just on speaker. You hear the whole conversation. It's a waste of everyone's time. This is not an important conversation. They're not talking about getting the supplies for the rocket that they need in time for launch.
They're not talking about the first place Miami Dolphins or anything important.
So where are we going next?
We're going to stay in Miami.
Okay.
Home of the first place Miami Dolphins.
All right.
A Florida woman found herself behind bars this last week after she allegedly stabbed her boyfriend in a very heinous way, Carl.
Mm, yes.
Sandra Jimenez, 44, was arrested and booked in jail on a charge of aggravated battery, records show. Now, police were called to the hospital after a man showed up there and said he had been stabbed in the eye with a needle.
That sounds awful.
Oh, it is. After speaking with the man, police discovered that Jimenez allegedly uses their dog's rabies needles, to pierce her boyfriend's right eyelid amid an ongoing argument about him looking at other women.
Okay, I have a problem with this.
I'll take your eye.
I have a problem with this, Minnie.
Yeah.
And that is the
I
word.
I do too, by the way.
That is the word other.
Uh-huh.
Looking at other women, do you see what this woman looks like? She'd be more attractive with an apple in her mouth.
Pal, if I had to live with this woman, I would look directly into the sun every day until...
I'd be jealous of
until
blind
I'm
Mike.
Blind until I'm sitting there next to Mike going, I wonder what I'm missing.
Oh, what a pig.
Yeah, she doesn't look cheery. She looks like Luis Guzman.
Can I have an autograph?
Yeah, sure. Okay. She allegedly jumped on the man while he was laying on the couch and started stabbing him in the eye with the needle.
Oh.
She then left their house after she realized what she had done.
Yeah,
the
illegal.
Man called police, was transported to a local hospital where he met the officers. She was found sleeping in a vehicle outside the house. So
She gets real sleepy after that. I'll just rest for a minute.
Yeah, she doesn't look like she's gonna run away.
I'll just rest my eyes.
She's so out of shape she couldn't even drive away. She sat there. She just sat there in the car, like, you know what? I got some time before the cops get here. So when the police asked her about what happened, Jimin has said, this is the thing where this is what makes me hate her the most, Carl.
Okay.
She said, he did it to himself. He was stabbing himself in the eye.
Yeah, that's what people do.
Yeah. He was just laying there, and he said he felt guilty about looking at all these other women.
Yeah,
you know what? Has such a beautiful woman like me at home, and he just said, I got to teach myself a lesson. I said, no, don't do that.
Where's that needle we were using for the rabies, for the dog? Yeah. Is that around somewhere?
Where's the rabid dog needles? Could you tell me where those are? Fix my face? Yimenez remains at the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center, and she's got a $7,500 bond in case anyone's looking for a date. You'll bail her out. Holy shit, Carl.
Disgusting.
All right. Here's a fun one. Mobile, Alabama, Carl.
Yep.
Now, listen. I want you to know something. The reason I'm doing this story is because I'm going to be in Alabama in 2 weeks visiting my in-laws for the holiday.
Oh, what a wonderful Christmas for you.
What a wonderful Christmas time for me. I go down there every year at the holidays, either Thanksgiving or Christmas. It alternates every year. And I have never found one fucking fun thing to do once.
Well, you're not looking in the right places.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Because boy, do I have a story for you guys. Mobile, Alabama. It was an anonymous tip that brought the Mobile County Sheriff's deputies to a private drive in a place called Grand Bay, Alabama. Now, Corporal Lonnie Parsons Jr. said that Daryl Zeman Jackson, who owns the property, had it all behind a fence. When they showed up, the police were met at the gate and asked essentially, are you here for the cockfighting?
Yeah. These are police officers in uniform.
Yeah. An investigator with the sheriff's office who recounted on Monday how law enforcement officers broke up the operation that was incredibly elaborate and brazen. The officers were not undercover, Parsons said. They were uniformed deputies.
Yeah, so this guy comes out and he's just like, oh, you guys give a shit about cockfighting? Would you guys clean up the meth problem or something? This is what's on your radar right now? Get this shit.
I hear Vinny Paulino's cousin Robbie's still running around, and you're out here bothering
right,
us.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Holy shit. He said when they were escorted to the back of the property, they found 80-some people, many of whom took off running. They detained about 50. Now, they said when they got to this place, not only was there gambling.
Well, yeah, it's cockfighting.
There was a food court.
I know.
And stadium seating.
Then hot cocoa you can go buy. It was really nice.
You can get chicken tenders,
yep.
Which is ironic. I don't know if I trust the chicken tenders at the cockfights. That's just
it's
me.
Fresh.
Though.
Very fresh.
That's just me, though. I'm not gonna judge. But they said they didn't know where they got the stadium seats from, but they assumed that they got them from a movie theater that closed.
Yeah, they demolished a movie theater for a Topgolf.
Yeah.
And so these guys are just like, oh, sweet, we'll grab those chairs, build a stadium. They built a fucking arena.
The motherfucking thing had a leaderboard.
Yeah.
It had a big, giant leaderboard.
It's amazing.
And they just walked the cops in there.
They're like, hey, you guys are here for the cockfighting. Come on in. Let's come check it out. And then this article goes on to explain what cockfighting is. Yeah, no shit. It's like if I was reading an article about the Sabres beating the Bruins last night, and it said, and in hockey, the team that scores more goals by the end of the third period is the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what cockfighting is.
Yeah, the chicken that creates the most carnage wins.
Yes, correct. They're like, just so you know, this is a violent sport amongst these heads. Like, yeah, well.
So apparently this is a felony under federal law,
okay. But
there's a $50 fine for it in Alabama. So
amazing.
Yeah. That's what we learned about America. It's the home of the free, land of the brave.
Well, the other thing they talk about in this article, I don't know if you're going to get
there. This is a giant-ass article.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to get there or not. But it basically explains that Alabama has the most laxed laws for cockfighting. And they explain that there's all these license plates there from all the different states in that area. And they called that sophisticated. This is a very sophisticated operation. There's people here from Georgia. There's people from Louisiana and Florida. Like, yeah, no shit. Why is that sophisticated?
It's the fucking tourist destination of Mobile. What else would they be there for?
Right. Also,
have you ever...
All you got to do is have a fucking Facebook Messenger app to find out this thing is going on. He's got to know somebody.
Yeah. And I mean, they're not secret about it. Either way, it's really stupid. And I just want to tell you guys something. Alabama, not great.
All right. So the list of arrests they put in this All right, these are either fake names that these people gave, or they're all Chinese people. Did you notice that?
A lot of them,
yeah. Dude, listen to this. The names are Sun Nal Tran, 72 years old, Hugh Ba Tran, 54, Long V Gip, that's not a real name,
Louisiana,
Throng Thien Din,
I believe that one.
Bruce Grimsley's probably real. Chin H. Tran.
It's
no.
Fucking Martin Short in his costume.
Yeah.
He's I'm Bruce Grimsley.
Van Duong. Oh, listen to this one. Charles Eli Furby III.
36.
That's not real. There's no one whose last name is Furby. It wouldn't be the third if he were.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
This is made up.
And Charles then, Furby is my new alias. I'm going to use it for...
It's great.
I'm Charles Furby III.
Charles Eli Furby III. And then...
Charles E. Furby III.
And then Thai D. Lee. Dude, these are made up fucking names. Right?
I don't fucking know.
Something Wong.
We have arrested Amanda Hug and Kiss. All right. Carl, I'm just going to move on. I'm going to skip this last story.
Okay.
And let's go and watch some videos. So
you don't want to talk about the guy who shot a dude after he sucked his dick?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
We'll just skip it for now.
All right.
So, Carl, let's watch some cop videos. What do you say?
All right. Sounds good. What do we got?
This one was posted in our video number one today. I have labeled as best arrest ever. This happened in the early 90s in Australia, and a man is accused of dining and dashing on his bill.
Okay.
So I want you to know that this is what this is about. And his interaction with the police outside of the restaurant is apparently stuff of legend in Australia.
No
this
shit.
Video is a big fucking deal down there. So I figure let's get cultured on what's going on down under. Just slams the cop door closed.
But you just assured me that I could speak.
Sit down inside the car. You're not assuring anything. You're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what?
He's just...
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock.
Sean Connery.
See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cuffs.
Why did you do this to me?
Come in the car.
Get some cuffs. For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Oh, yes. I see that you know your judo well.
He's on something. Good one.
This guy rules.
Not just Chinese
you,
food.
Get your hands off my penis. My limp penis. How dare get your hands off me.
They're like, calm down, this guy.
Ta-ta and farewell.
Ta-ta and farewell.
One cop, look. Babe and brother.
Is this the training video for getting arrested in the U.S. in 2023? I swear, every video I watch is these people resisting arrest and mouthing off to the police officers.
It is, but this guy did it in such a dignified way. This is what it would be like if Phil Elmore was getting arrested.
Ah, yes.
It would be very...
articulate.
Yes.
Yep. Well-spoken.
Get your hands off my penis.
Sir, that is my penis. By the way, that just reminded me of my trip down to Florida.
Oh.
Vinny... All right, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do I look like I want to blow up an airplane or fly it into a building? Is that the vibe I give off to you?
Well, I know you pretty well, so yeah. But I'm most of strangers, probably not.
I'm not a religious man. So, in Rochester...
Did you get picked for the screening?
In Rochester... You know, they had the new x-ray machine things. You don't have to take your computers out and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know, with that beard, you kind of have like that Sal Governale vibe where you could
stop
be.
Stop it.
No, maybe. I see it now. Take off your glasses.
So my glasses were on. No. So I go through the x-ray thing and you know, it just shows if there's like a problem somewhere and where that problem is and the guy
like
has to fill you
up.
When
you went through it, just said a feminine?
Yes.
Okay.
No. It showed right at my crotch and the guy goes, "All right, sir, I'm going to have to get real intimate with you." That was the word he used. "I have to get real intimate with you." He goes, if you want, we can do this privately.
Will there be a succulent Chinese dinner?
I know. No, I'm just thinking about this because I'm like, no, let's just fucking do it. Let's just get it over with. Dude had to get
you
all the way up.
You want to grab my dick, dude. Go ahead.
Grab my dick, finger, like, up the ass, like, all
you
that
shit.
You
put his finger in your ass?
No, outside of the clothes, but he had to, like, really get in there and make sure I didn't have some type of, I don't know what the fuck he thought I had. But then, Vinny, I watched my bag get pulled over to the side after I go through that. Because, you know, like if it goes out the conveyor belt, and then if it's a bad one, it goes, broop, broop, and then you have to go over. So the fucking woman comes over. She goes, is there a banana in your bag? I go, yeah. She showed me what the x-ray looked like.
You traveled with a banana?
I did. I brought breakfast with me. It was going to go bad if I didn't bring it with me. We were gone for a week.
Okay, dude. You're a fucking weird guy.
I'm a weird guy.
Yeah.
I'm just getting felt up by dudes at the airport and trying to have a banana.
Okay. Okay. Carl, I like that video. Somebody posted this and then said, this is almost as good as the legendary Australian waiting on a mate video.
Okay.
So I had to watch that. And I got to tell you, I really liked what this kid did here. Now, I think you will too. His way of dealing with the police... complete stonewall. Oh. Amazing. I think you're going to find this video interesting.
All right.
Let's watch the clip number two today.
What's going on?
I'm just waiting for a mate.
Is that why your car's all smashed up and you're up on the grass at the moment or what?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for a mate. He's gone in there. Why?
I'm just wondering how the collision with your car happened, mate.
What collision?
Well, the one that's got all your wheels and stuff twisted up and your front bumper bars hanging off, mate.
I don't know what you're talking about, officer.
Yeah, so this guy's in the passenger seat.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know which side
they're
on.
Yeah, he's
in
the passenger seat. Now, the police were called there because someone was driving recklessly doing donuts and doing crazy things inside of this parking lot.
Probably his mate.
Yeah, well, here's this guy whose tires are all blown up, the front bumper is hanging off, and he is over the curb so that the car is not going to be able to go anywhere.
No,
it's completely stuck.
It's parked.
It's parked. So he is stonewalling the cop, Carl.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. This kid, one of the best I've ever seen at it.
You know that Marshawn Lynch did almost this exact same thing in Vegas where the cops pulled him over. It was like 6 a.m. or something.
Uh-huh.
And there's one of his wheels was completely off the car, and the whole thing was total. And they're like, "Sir, what happened here?" He's like, "Nothing, just hanging out."
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's part.
You know what the correct answer is? Somebody fucked up this car.
Yeah, I know.
It's not. I'm just hanging out. It's like I was just looking at this car.
What
the fuck happened?
I bought it this way.
I would say my buddies fucking trashed my car.
Yeah.
I just got dropped off here. And now I got to figure out how to get my car home. Can you help me?
You'd be bad at this. I'm not buying it for a second. All right, let's see what this guy does.
Well, I'm just waiting for a mate, as I said.
Who's your mate?
Hey?
Who's your mate?
James.
Yeah? He's
in there.
James who?
Huh?
How'd you get down here? How'd you get down here?
Does it matter?
It kind of does, mate, because you've just been involved in an accident.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
Yeah.
What corner accident?
One with a curb, mate, and your whole car's smashed up.
One with the curb.
Can I see your license, please?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Nope. What I love about
what's your friend's name? George Glass. Yeah. That guy's not quick on his feet, is he?
He's from Niagara Falls.
Yeah, right. Every time he'd ask him a question, what's his name? Huh? James. Dude. What's his last name? Huh?
The best part about this is the close-up on the vacant, faraway stare that this guy, he's trying to not freak out, which he's not. He's keeping very calm.
He is.
But he is clearly fucked up. So keep it going, Carl.
Been drinking tonight?
Nah.
I can smell it on you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not driving.
He's got you there.
I'm not driving. I'm not driving.
That's
so
funny.
I'm already love this guy.
Yeah.
I already love this kid.
He's fun.
He's nailing this as far as I can tell because the cop is getting frustrated because there's really nothing he can do. He's sitting in the passenger seat.
Right.
Keep it going.
Hop out of the car now. Yeah, or get your license out. Make a decision.
Well, I don't have a license. I'm sitting here because I'm waiting for a mate, and I don't understand why there's six people standing around me.
Because we're working, mate, and you've had a car crash.
No, I haven't.
You're drunk.
Am I?
Yeah, you are, mate. I can smell it all over you. So hop out of the car.
I'm not, no, easy.
Come on.
I'm not drunk.
If you don't want to tell me who you are or produce a license, mate, you can come over this way to the police car.
Okay.
All right.
This is my favorite clip right here. Clip number five.
All right.
And by five, you mean six.
Six, I do.
I love the way you number things.
Yeah.
The motorist continues to deny any association with alcohol, but the evidence is everywhere.
There's a case of wild turkey in the car.
Wild turkey. Alcohol. What are you talking about? That's why you smell it. Because I have empty bottles right over here. That's obviously, that's probably why you were smelling that alcohol. I was trying to figure out why you smelled that. But this would make perfect sense.
Carl, I laughed so hard.
I'm bringing back recycling here, officer.
I wasn't driving.
He's great.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't know what his plan is, but that's not holding. That's not stopping him from executing.
Listen, and it's flawless so far.
Well, okay.
I mean, he's just sitting in the car.
Waiting for his mate.
He is not waiting on a lady.
All right, keep it going.
By the way, you know that that's one of Opie's top three Stone songs of all time?
Well, Opie is
a fucking idiot. Hey, maybe FM radio isn't for you if you think that's one of the best Stone songs. That's all I'm saying.
Well, on that album, maybe, but...
Do you hold a Victorian driver's license?
No, I don't. I lost it probably 12 months ago.
For what?
Drink driving.
Okay, so you shouldn't be driving at the moment? I'll be over in the other seat very shortly.
He wasn't driving, officer.
So we find out he has lost his license for drug driving.
Uh-oh.
He's in the back of the car and he's still denying everything. Keep it going, Carl.
The young man is still not finished.
Just look at me and just concentrate on me, mate. I'm not sure that you're quite serious.
A federal officer of the law.
I'm not a federal officer.
I'll move on then.
I'm a Victorian police officer, mate.
No, well, that's not
okay.
Good.
Let's not go around in circles.
Are you not a federal officer of the law?
Let's not go around in circles.
Are you a federal officer of the law?
Do you want to come back?
No, I asked you.
Clinton, shut up and listen to me. It's quite serious.
No.
Now.
Well.
Where are you going with that? What kind of question
is this? I fucking cannot believe those balls. He's like, oh, you're not a federal, so that's, oh, you're a Victorian police. That's not good enough. He literally just told the guy.
It definitely is good enough,
that is
sir.
Not good enough. No, you do not have jurisdiction over me.
Okay.
So he's still arguing and it's great.
I need you to make a definitive decision.
Definitive. Can you define that? Definitive.
Yeah. What is make one simple decision, mate, and be clear
what
about
do
it
you
and
want
stick
me to
with
do,
it.
Then?
No, it's about what you want to do.
Let's go.
So what the cop was trying to do is they would make them go to the police station to take the breathalyzer.
Okay.
And the guy was like, I don't need to. But here was the problem. During this, there were witnesses who watched him doing the donuts and doing all that shit.
That is the
who
problem.
Saw him in the car. So the other cops went and got the sworn statements from those people.
Okay.
And they take him to the police station. And this is the conclusion for our buddy Clinton here.
The driver's official breath test result back at the station comes as no surprise to Ash.
He blew 0.181, which is four times over the legal limit. He was also disqualified from driving, so he's going to receive a summons for the drink driving whilst disqualified, where he'll have to go and explain himself to the magistrate.
He's going to have to explain to a wallaby why he was driving that car that night.
This is a kangaroo court!
Literally.
0.181 is four times the limit?
He said five times their legal limit.
That's
a
that
half
means
of Foster's.
Limit is, yeah, that legal limit's not very high then.
Yeah, well.
Well, guess where Stuttering John and Carl Hamburger aren't going to be vacationing anytime soon.
No live shows in Australia.
nothing going on in Australia.
Now, Carl.
Yes.
What would be a cop cam video without an awesome police chase?
I don't know.
Well, we're not going to have to find out because I got one.
Yay! All right, let's do it.
At approximately 11:38 a.m., officers located a white Dodge Durango, stolen out of Plymouth, Minnesota. The vehicle had been driving recklessly at a high speed.
Well, that's what you do when you steal a car.
An officer deploys stop sticks, but the driver swerves into oncoming traffic, hitting two other vehicles. It's the dumbest thing they could have done.
Wow.
But it turns out these suspects are full of dumb ideas.
All right. That's a good start.
So now...
Well, he totaled that fucking car.
Yes. He smashed through two cars, ends up flying into the median on a very busy highway.
So, okay. They call it a stop stick?
Yeah.
So I imagine that's just going to like pop the tires then?
Yeah.
So this guy thinks that you could do less damage to your car driving into oncoming traffic than going over a stop stick?
I believe that these two morons in this car, yes, they did think that. Yes, they did.
I mean, it's a split-second decision, but I'm not making that one.
This is not a long video, but boy, is it fun.
It's a stolen car. I'll drive on the fucking rims. I don't give a shit.
Right. But this guy took out, this cop caused more property damage than needed to be caused.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So keep
blaming the police. All right, now I'm on board.
Yeah, it's the cop's fault.
Okay.
Thankfully, no one suffered life-threatening injuries. Instead, this story took a far more amusing direction.
Oh, good.
The occupants of the stolen vehicle flee on foot. The pursuit continues, and you'll never guess where it goes.
So, basically, one woman runs one way, and two men run the other way. Keep it going.
Okay.
So, which is smart, because they can't catch it. Well, there's a lot of cops, but...
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know which one was which, but whoever, I think it was the driver getting out, doesn't look very fast.
No, they get caught immediately. In fact, you're going to watch that right now.
What number are we on?
We are on number... chase number 3. Or 13. I'm sorry, number 16. Hit 16. What the fuck did
I do? Your fucking numbering system is insane. For people who don't know what's going on here, Vinny likes to put two numbers on his videos. One in the front, one in the back. And then he tells me by the back number sometimes by the front number, which number to put in the... Okay, you got it, buddy.
Yeah, hold on. I don't know what I did here.
Wait, that was Chase...
No, file 13. Go with number 13 there.
You think we should go in this order?
I hope so. Oh, no.
Let's see.
No, stop it!
No.
No, go with the other one.
So this
yep.
one.
Yep, please.
Red hair. One male, black, gray, hoodie, blue pants, crossing the freeway west.
Get on the ground!
This was the first one.
I got one eastbound on Marn.
Yes.
I got two over
fast.
The fence into the park.
Now, that one had an eye patch on for some reason, like a pirate.
Okay.
Arrested. The other two are running across the highway to the other side.
Yes.
Which, it turns out, there is a golf course over there.
Nice.
So these two guys are trying to hide on a golf course.
Okay. It's probably not going to be easy.
Yeah. One of the suspects fled across the freeway into a nearby golf course. That's when this officer would commandeer a golf cart.
We got an issue here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here. Yeah, you can take that out.
Old white guys at the fucking country club love this shit.
He goes through.
Yes.
To the right. I see something moving back there, too.
Sweet.
Okay.
Thank you. You want to get on or are you going to walk?
I'll walk.
All right.
I'm scared a lot like him.
All right.
So these cops are just having a good old time.
God.
They got golf carts.
They're so excited about this.
The dudes at the golf course, these old white guys, are probably like, do you want us to grab the clubs and see if we can find them first?
You're right, yeah.
Like, they'll beat the shit out of a black dude on their golf course. Old fucking racist. So keep it going, Carl. The cops come across where they think the guy is hiding.
Yeah.
He's laying on the floor.
That is an overturned porta potty.
Get the fuck out.
Oh no.
Taking the second overall, or are there two of them in there?
The officers draw their duty weapons.
Crawl out, dude. Don't do anything stupid.
Oh no.
Yo, got shit on
the ground.
But now the cops have to fucking touch them, right? You got shit on me, bro. Yeah,
this guy,
you hit the portage on, moron.
How did the thing get knocked over? I don't know.
Did they run into it and
bust up?
Right? They're like, get in there. Whoa, shit.
Bust up. And he was laying on the door, the side with the door. So
right, they wouldn't be able to get out.
Yeah, he couldn't get out. So they kicked the thing over and all the shit comes pouring out on top of him.
Jesus Christ. It's like a bad Adam Sandler movie.
It really is phenomenal. So, The second cop, when they arrest him, this is what happens. This is the end of the video.
Sandra, pull it off the freeway. Jennifer.
You guys got him?
Yeah, we got him.
I'm not f***ing touching him, so I put some gloves on.
Cop, run this way. Follow me. I'll show you where he went.
Can I give him the U-chep or?
In the cart. I commandeered a cart.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding.
I didn't really think sharp on you.
Huh?
You smell like shit.
You smell like shit.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that guy got arrested. Dude gets caught in the porta potty at the golf course. It's phenomenal. Great
video. Is that the worst hiding place? I guess.
Turns out it actually is, Carl.
And then it turned out to be the worst hiding place. Yeah, you fucked that up. All right.
So
that's a fun one.
Let's close out on this today, Carl. We watch a lot of pedo hunter videos. This one is very short. We can pause it as we go.
Okay.
But we're going to pick up as is. I believe this is from a group called DAP, Dads Against Predators.
Okay.
And they are in a Walmart, their favorite place to catch creeps.
I'm a member of DFP, but I'm weird like that, so.
Dude fucking patrol.
Something like that. I mean, of course you're against predators. Who would be for predators? That's the dumbest fucking thing ever.
Oh, you meant dads for predators. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the real group.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Carl.
Yeah.
This guy, they're calling him Big Ben. And Big Ben is a large gentleman.
Okay.
And he's going to show you, I'm sure Phil Elmore could probably hate to bring him up again, give this guy some tips on fighting. But this actually gets very, very physical.
Okay.
Between the person who is caught and the person who is attempting to catch them. So let's give it a watch.
You're not moving her? What the fuck you doing, Big Ben? You came here to get a little girl pregnant, right?
Now, Big Ben looks dumb as shit, right? And hey, smelly.
I'm smacking your fucking face. Shut up.
Hold on. You came here to get a little girl pregnant? Was that the goal there?
It might have been. Who knows what this fucking creepo said?
You gotta come on the tits, sir.
Wow.
Especially if she's not into it.
We're gonna find out Big Ben's got some titties on him too, so.
You're not moving her? What the fuck you doing, Big Ben? You came here to get a little girl pregnant, right? You wanted to get her pregnant, right?
Hey, you touch us, I'm gonna smack you in your fucking face. Shut up.
Oh!
It's not good for you, is it?
Oh, it's on. Come on, camera guy. Come on, camera guy.
What's up,
bitch?
He's here
trying to get up on a 13-year-old girl. Get your ass fucking whooped, man. Get your ass whooped, man.
Yeah.
What's up?
Stop. Hey, quit coming after him. Quit coming after him. Quit coming after him.
Dude. We got to produce this TV show, Pedos Fight Back.
Dude, I love it.
I love it.
I'm going to tell you something, though. Here's what Big Ben's doing wrong. He's doing the typical big guy thing where he thinks if he could just catch him, that he's going to grab him.
Overpower him, yeah.
Yeah, because he's got the weight.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This little dude is scrappy as shit, and he's backing up. He's playing defense really, really well.
Okay.
And what you're about to see is what you should do when someone that big is charging at you.
Okay.
You punch him square in the fucking face. Here it comes.
Hey, don't make me hurt you, bro.
Oh!
Stop! 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 Stop!
Get your ass out of here!
You're in trouble.
See, that's a bummer because you went there to fuck a hot 13-year-old girl and then you got punched in the face instead. That's a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, a day that you're like, oh, it's going to be a good day today. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
And that happens. Like, oh, God damn it.
You know, man.
You know, that my flight yesterday wasn't so bad, all things considered. It could have been worse.
Every man dreams of starting a family, and then you got the opportunity that you get punched in the face.
Well, I hope him and his girlfriend worked it out.
What a bonus episode. We did a lot of stuff today.
It was fun.
Yep. Don't fly Delta. We learned that.
I don't know what to do anymore. JetBlue gets us down there every time. JetBlue's great. I have no problems with JetBlue.
Okay. Well, then why didn't you fly JetBlue?
Because they don't have a lot of flights back to Rochester, Vinny. I couldn't have gotten back yesterday on JetBlue. There wasn't that option available.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. I was just asking.
Also.
What are you yelling at me for?
Also,
do
Vinny,
I work for Delta?
I have very specific times that I fly.
Why is that?
I don't do the early a.m. flight.
Yeah, I know that about you.
I know I don't wake up at 4 a.m.
Carl
to start my day.
Carl is not a morning guy.
I'm not a morning guy. I love when people, oh, you could have been in radio. No, definitely not. Nope. Would not have survived that.
Nope.
I would have done it the way Anthony did. It's like, oh, all right, I'll just start partying at midnight and
by the time the show starts,
yeah, roll into work around 5.
I'll be ready to go to bed.
We'll be good to go.
Once I'm done. All right, folks, thanks for being a bonus content subscriber. We truly appreciate you. We will be back on Monday. Monday's theme, it's already decided.
Yes.
Creepiest Kids 2. It was suggested a while back.
What's the age?
Under 18.
Under 18.
Yeah, like, well.
Maybe we should make it like 12 and under or something.
Okay.
You know, that might be more fun.
Let's say instead of teenagers, so we'll say 13 and under.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So like,
or 12 and under.
12
because
and
that's under.
Under
13. Yeah.
12 and under. Under 13.
Perfect.
I love it.
I'm good with it.
Because I think we already brought Eric Smith in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I brought in Amarjeet Singh.
Okay.
So those are the two we cannot do.
All right.
I'll call mine right now. I actually already picked her.
Oh, you already know?
Yeah, I already picked
her. Well, don't tell me.
Okay.
I mean, don't tell the audience.
I won't tell the audience, but I'll tell you after.
Okay.
All right, folks. It's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Good gear. Oh, yeah, by the way. Creep Off Consequence happening live tonight.
That's right. On the Creep Off channel?
On the Creep Off channel.
You'll be watching...
I'll be watching The Last Jedi three times in a row.
Are you watching it at normal speed?
I haven't decided. Okay. It depends on how horrific it is. Didn't you watch Cuties on double speed?
No. I found out afterwards that I could have sped it up. I didn't know at the time.
Oh, fuck. Then I'll feel guilty. Why did you tell me? God damn it.
You gotta watch it at least one time normal
100%.
Speed.
I'll watch it at least one time. I'll probably watch it two times
now, normal obviously, speed. People aren't going to be able to see the movie. They're just going to be able to hear it.
Okay, check this out.
They'll watch it.
Through my StreamYard and through OBS, I was able to set this up where I could put a really like nice heavy blur on the screen so you could kind of see it.
Interesting.
So I'll pop it up at times so you can kind of see where I'm at so you know I'm watching it. But I don't want to do things that are going to risk copyright. And the audio also actually makes me worry. Like the Star Wars theme music and stuff like that makes me worry.
The music score is
what
be
I think I'm going to do is I'm going to tell everybody when I'm starting it. And then I'll check in at times.
Oh, no,
so
you're
going to
increase
happening.
Sales for this fucking movie? People are going to be streaming it? God damn it.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Yeah, I just don't want to get fucking thrown off. So
no, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll be watching it, unfortunately. And the nice thing about doing it tonight, the club is going to be open, and I'm just going to text the bartender to keep bringing me back drinks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to get nice and shit-faced all tonight right. Watching Star Wars. And I'll send you a link if you want to join me for any bit of it.
Sounds good. I probably will. I'm going to do a point, double point, and then we'll tune in.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Wish me luck.
No!
Ouch!
I'm hungry. Just like Michelle is dead, we can't have them all.